Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Round 2 GGW11 contest recording. Still a gigantic mouthful, but at least I didn't fumble through it this time. First off, kinda, sorta, VOC said, "Hey Wing, where's the point table?" And, well, to be blunt, I'm gonna dodge it like a boss, but I'll get back to it because, well, frankly, you'll get it. But first, I'm gonna read through these little short blurbs from myself about your entries. Hopefully it won't take too long. Let's get started. Frosted, round number 2. So, on the creative side of things here, you're really doing a good job giving me something different. Like, you're kind of the prose expert amongst the collection that wants to write poetry. And I think this gives you the opportunity to stand out amongst your peers. I did notice some typos and grammatical things that could have been hunted in this one, though, particularly when it comes to fashioning your narrative around your quotation marks. And this, I mean, it's just like the same thing with the poets and their line breaks. When you feed me an 8-paragraph thing, I'm going to be fairly critical because there's, a density of importance per word or glyph or literary object. That's rather high. So, definitely have to stress, make sure you're giving it that read-through of magic, fine-tuning the shit, all that jazz. Aside from that, though, hey, the subject here is the stuff of the best kind of nightmares. So I gotta give props where they're due on that one. It's definitely just like, oh man, creep factor 10 got turned on. Hasn't been turned on in a while, so It was nice to actually see in a contest. Definitely nice to be entertained with just sort of a fucking creep fest. Really a creep fest. It's actually kind of interesting because it's sort of up for interpretation here. Is this just a trap in this person's brain, like they've become addicted to the game, or is this an actual, sinister Halloween style shit fest that's happening on the page? And when you have that sort of open to interpretation land, it definitely boosts the entertainment value, at least in my eyes. Scrolling on down. Lots of scrolling because just all the contest entries are in one thing across different rounds. So, it's going to be even crazier than normal. So, VOC. Turns out I'm not made of sugar, but salty bitches still dissolve in water. Might just be easily the ballsiest sequence of this round. In fact, it just is. It is the ballsiest sequence of the round. I legitimately laughed aloud while I read this one. Not my first pass. Definitely a couple line breaks that made me tilt my head here. Stanza 2 in the last stanza in particular kind of stood out. So then I said, well, you recorded this for me. I'm just going to go listen to it, which, as an aside, was pretty interesting because I get to now see the difference, or not see, but hear the difference in delivery between your actual voice and the thing that goes on in my head. Either way, turns out that my head tilt from the last stanza was almost assuredly deliberate, so well done on that one. You prodded my brain in a way that made me go, oh, yes, that makes a lot of sense. So, good job. More scrolling. Lots of scrolling. Oh my god. Shadow cat meow. So, first of all, thanks for listening. Oh, I totally super saturated my mic with that one. Oops, my bad. But either way, thanks for listening. I really dig your word choice on this one. Your options compared to your first round piece really made things pop a lot more for me. And the casual dropping of haiku made me grin. Most people have just announced it for me, like, here's my haiku. But this one I just kind of uncovered while reading, so I dig that as well. Also, your subject here just felt relevant for the turmoil of our time. So you said in the thread that you hoped I'd be pleased with this one, and I definitely am. Because I've already said it once, but I'm going to say it again. You stepped it up with this pace, and I'm looking forward for round 3. More scrolling, though not as much scrolling. TLM. Jesus tits. Almost everything in this fucking thing makes me want to throw something at you. Now, not in a bad way, because I'm definitely entertained by this one, and I'm still entertained by how many people fumbled around trying to say this aloud without, you know, fumbling. I mean, even satisfied as a one-word line, the owls that I hate so goddamn much, it works here. I'm still not a fan of the line break on so, for whatever reason exists in my brain. It just kind of stood out to me when I was looking at this again. And I verified that when I actually listened to your read. It didn't even show up as a break there. You just kind of ran over it. Just happened. A fleeting moment in a breeze that was just, I guess, meant to be overlooked. So, I've often stressed that line breaks, I like when they actually matter. So I was kind of like, oh, okay, well, this one actually isn't a line break. It's just kind of here. But either way, massive amounts of amusement on this one. Good times, especially with the quarantine shit that happens. Good job. Good job. Good job. Please never make me read something this asinine again, though. There's only so much tongue twister my brain can take before I'm like, alright, peace out.
Peace out!
Alright, moving on. It's Aphrodite closing out this set. Breaking bread beliefs. Now this line right here, it was at this moment where the JoJo to be continued screen played, and I just thought, holy shit, this is slick. Now, gotta harp on line breaks a lot, but your first one didn't really do it for me on this one. The one just kind of felt like I was hanging there, and the second line didn't really do anything for me. I didn't feel the image crafting, so it was like, oh, please, please pick up. And after that, the shit totally picked up and got extremely juicy. Like, essentially, from the second line on, reading up to the end, is just a growing swell that's an absolute popper to read aloud. That's right, a popper to read aloud. Okay. So, essentially, we're in the same boat that we were in round one, where, you know, everyone did a pretty good job. Few things here and there that should probably be touched up. A tongue twister that I never want to experience again. But some really slick shit and folks actually listening and improving, which is kind of the whole point. So, yeah. Good shit on that front. Which now brings me back, a good 8 minutes later, to the original point that I said I would kind of sort of get to with VSC's statement about the table. So I could post the table, but the short answer is I'm not going to. I don't know. My rationale on this one is pretty simple. Every time I post the table, people kind of bail out and think that they've, I don't know, just don't need to keep going. And this time I kind of want to keep it, I want to keep it in the pouch, you know, in the pocket. Just have folks submitting. Now, don't worry. I mean, once everything's said and done, y'all see your shits. I will say this. No one scored a perfect score yet. So if that's what you, that's what you're really after, VSC, no one's hit the hall of perfection. But I will say this. Given what I see right now, the real meat of why points inevitably matter is what's going to be the position with the playoffs. And at the present moment, there have been 5 participants, which originally my thought was, depending on how many people entered, that I would go with 4, make the first playoff round, right? So I would go 4 and then 2. Or if a lot of people had entered, I would have gone 8-2. But at 5, I don't really see the point in making a cut. if it stays at 5, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to switch over to a gauntlet style for the first round of the playoffs. And again, I mean, this might completely resolve itself with a third round, so who the hell knows? But I think what I would do, in the case that we still had 5 participants and the spread is pretty tight. I mean, the spread is really tight. To give an idea, in the people who had two rounds of entries, the spread is still, like, I think now it's 3 points, which is essentially nothing in determining playoff seeding. And when it comes to the folks who joined in for round two, the spread there is a half a point. So again, not a whole lot. Not a whole lot of wiggle room. So I think what will inevitably happen is, if things stay the same and we remain at five competitors, what will happen is a gauntlet. So the person with the lowest points will essentially battle in something that is effectively, which piece does Wing like better? And the lowest seed will progressively move up the chain in terms of cumulative score until we narrow it down to the top two. We'll see. We'll see what happens. That's kind of my thought right now. That may change depending on what participation we get. But it's kind of a crapshoot right now because everyone is really kind of close. It's definitely one of those situations where nobody wants to fuck up. I feel like if anyone scores below a 10, it's effectively game over. Probably if anyone scores below a 12, it's game over. Just because, again, the point spread is really, really tight. So, in summary, no one's hit the Hall of Perfection again. I'm still not going to share the table, but everyone's in playoff contention. Sorry I'm trolling you, I guess. I'm trolling you because I want the best work from everybody, which I should expect by now anyway, but hey, that's the way it rolls. I've now rambled about this for 4 minutes, so just get your third round pieces in, and when the playoffs come around and I make the announcement for the prompt, I'll definitely, give more insight as to how it will actually be arranged. But until then, round three is still anything goes. You know what's coming. You know what I'm going to say. Get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies.